The Chachamim Paisa, Rabbi Yehuda said, a paras chatos, meaning a par aduma, and a par aduma is called a paras chatos. And the Torah calls it a chatos, even though it's not like a regular chatos that's brought on the Mizbeah, but it's called a chatos from the lashon of chitoi, chitoi means to be metaher, as a par aduma is metaher, somebody who became tamei from a maid. And Rabbi Yehuda said that if the par aduma is pregnant, that's okay, it still costs her to be a par aduma, while Chachamim Paisa, they hold the pregnancy invalidates it from being a par aduma. And we'll have later on that if a male mounts on a par aduma, that would invalidate the par aduma. So how is it that Rabbi Eliezer is maksha a par aduma that's pregnant? And before him explain that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that only if some person mounted the zacha on the par aduma would that invalidate the par aduma. But if the zacha, the male, mounts on the par aduma by itself, that would not invalidate the par aduma. And here we're talking about such a case. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that uber yerech imo, the fetus inside the par aduma is considered part of the animal. So therefore, that which is carrying around the fetus is not a malacha. The malacha would invalidate a par aduma. A par aduma that does malacha, some kind of work, that would invalidate it. But carrying around a fetus, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is not a malacha, since the fetus is considered part of the animal. While Chacham hold uber lav yerech imo, the fetus is not considered part of the body of the animal. So therefore, the par aduma, by virtue of carrying around the fetus, is doing a malacha, and doing a malacha invalidates a par aduma. Rabbi Eliezer, I may not know keches min ha'akum. V'chacham machshir. Rabbi Eliezer said, a par aduma cannot be bought from a guy. While the Chachamim disagree, they are machshir. The reason why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the par aduma can't be bought from a guy is because we are afraid the guy was roveah as a par, he had relations with the par, as goyim are suspect to do such a thing, and that invalidates the par aduma. While the Chachamim are machshir, the Chachamim do not suspect that the guy would do that, even though in general we do suspect that guy would be roveah behemos. But since the behemoth is owned by the guy would not be roveah his own animal, because by virtue of being roveah the animal, he causes the animal to be sterile, so he would not do it, so he would not incur a loss of money, so we can buy the par aduma from a guy according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer don't argue just by para aduma. They argue by all korbanos tzibur yachid, all korbanos tzibur and korbanos yachid, korbanos that are brought by the tzibur, by the yachid, there would be the same achloket about whether you can buy a behemoth from a guy to be used for a korban. According to Rabbi Eliezer, since we suspect that the guy was roveah the animal and that invalidates an animal to be brought to the korban, you cannot buy a behemoth from a guy to be used for any type of a korban, whether it's a korban tzibur or yachid. While the Chachamim are machshir, they hold you can buy a behemoth from a guy to be used for a korban tzibur or a korban yachid. At the point of Chachamim, since by being roveah the animal, he is causing the animal to be sterile, the guy would not be roveah his own animal, so he won't have a loss of money. So therefore, you could buy a behemoth from a guy to be used for a korban tzibur or a korban yachid. Buying mina eretz ume chutz laretz mina chadash umina yosh. You can bring a behemoth for a korban, whether that behemoth came from Eretz Yisrael or whether it came from chutz laretz outside of Eretz Yisrael. And you can use any type of grain for a korban mincha, whether the grain is chadash, the new crop, this year's crop, or whether the grain is yasha, last year's crop, the old crop. Chutz mina oimeru shtei alechem she'ena ban ela mina chadash u mina ares. With the exception of the mincha zoimer, which is brought on Pesach, the 16th day of Nisan, and the shtei halechem that is brought on Atzeret, on Shavuos, that the grain for these minchas can only be mina chadash, from this year's crop, from the new crop, and mina aretz, from Eretz Yisrael. You can't use grain that grew in chutz laretz for the minchas oimer and the shtei halechem. As opposed to other minchas, you can use grain that grew in chutz laretz for those minchas. Sechas parapara beis, mishnah beis, parashakarneu tlafeh ashkharim yagut. A paraduma, that the horns and the hooves of the paraduma are black, you should go ahead and chop off the horns and the hooves, and that way the paraduma will be totally red without any black, as if you don't cut it off, it will not be kosher. The paraduma has to be completely red without any black. Galgo ha'ayin ba'ashinayim ba'haloshin enam poslim ba'par. If the eye socket of the par, or the teeth of the par, or the tongue of the par are black, that would not invalidate the par. If the par is entirely red, with the exception of the eye socket, teeth, or tongue, which are black, the par would still be kosher for a paraduma. V'hananafit k'sheira. A paraduma, which is a midget, a very tiny paraduma, is kosher. Haisa bayabeles v'chatcha. If a paraduma has a wart, and you chopped off the wart, Rabbi Yehuda paisa. Rabbi Yehuda invalidates the paraduma. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, kalmakon shenitov lohela makomo sar edom pasuk. Rabbi Shimon said, anytime you chop off a wart and red hair does not sprout in the place where the wart was, then he would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that by virtue of chopping off the wart, you have possibly, you have invalidated the paraduma. But Rabbi Shimon holds that if after you chop off the wart, red hair sprouts in its place, then the paraduma would be kosher to be used, to be mitar, somebody who's tamei to a